Lili Nishmas of Konimis Kamishman of Yamalach Shabbos Perak Tes Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Asom Mipnei Adwaika. All Kisvei Kodesh, which is Svarim, the Rav says Sifrei Torah, obviously Nevi'im and Ksuvim, one can save from a fire, lo aleinu, bein shekorn behen uvein she'ein korn behen. Whether or not they read it, what we mean here is that they read it on Shabbos, like Sifrei Torah, or Nevi'im, because they would read the Haftarah on Shabbos, and bein she'ein korn, that they don't read it, is Ksuvim, that people in their homes would not read on Shabbos. There was a takana because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash, so they needed to come to shul on Shabbos to hear halachas, because they were busy the whole week, and they would darshan on Shabbos. And if people would read Ksuvim, they would get very involved, and it's interesting, and they may not come to the shiurim in shul. So therefore, they were not allowed to read on Ksuvim on Shabbos because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. So Ksuvim too, even though they're not read on Shabbos, one is allowed to save them on Shabbos. Now, what does that mean that you can save them? It means that one is allowed to take them to a chotzer she'enem urevis. Even if there's no erev in a chotzer, in a courtyard, one is allowed to bring all Sifrei Kodesh there. And Tosfos Yontif explains also a mavoi that did not have shetufei muvos, which is similar to the way we do an erev by a chotzer, that did the same thing by a mavoi, it would be the same thing by Sifrei Kodesh. The Mishnah continues, ve'afal pi sheksuvim b'chol lashon, even though svarim are written in any language, te'unim gniza. You can't just leave it out, that it should get lost. Rather, you have to bury it. But what about saving it? So the Rav says there is a man da'amar that holds that you're not allowed to read from these svarim at all, even not on Shabbos. Still, according to that Tana, who happens to be Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in Maseches Megillah, you still have to save it and treat it with respect. Now, the interesting thing that Rav Kivega brings is that the Rav himself holds in Megillah like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So he's bothered why the Rav says it like a lashon, there is a man da'amar, when the Rav himself holds that that's the halacha. But the poskim say, the Shulchan Aruch, is that nowadays, that all Sifrei, not just Sifrei Kodesh, but all items, even things that are printed, Gemaras, Sidurim, things like that, everything can be saved if Chas V'Shalom there's a fire. And the Mishnah continues, Mipnei Ma Ein Karn Behem, so why can't you read the Svarim that we said before? Mipnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash, because like we said, because Bittul Beis HaMedrash, Matzilin Tikka Sefer Ima Sefer. One is allowed to take the covering of the Sefer with the Sefer itself, V'tikat tefillin imat tefillin, and also the covering of tefillin, the case of tefillin with tefillin, or the bags of the tefillin with the tefillin. V'afal pi sheyesh b'soichan maos, even though there's money inside. Because even if there's money inside, there's still something that is useful, obviously. So, agav, you're allowed to take it, even if there's money. U'lehechan matzilin osan, so where are you allowed to save it? L'mavui she'enu mufulish. Now, obviously we said that you're allowed to take it to a chotzer, but what type of mavui are we talking about that you're allowed to save it to that did not have shetufi muvos? So it's dafka, a mavoi that's not mufulish. Mufulish means opened up. So it's not opened up. And when we say opened up, like a Rosh Hasharabim is like a street that's mufulish, opened up from side to side. So the Rav explains what this means is that the mavoi has three mechitzas. It has three walls with only one lechi. A lechi is like a beam by the opened area of the mavoi. So there's three walls in the mavoi itself. And there's an open area to Rosh Hasharabim. And there's a lechi, a pole, a stick, whatever, by the opening. And the way the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains is that as long as you have physically all the attributes of something that would normally be mutter to carry in, so like in this example, you have the three walls and a lechi, which according to Beis Hillel and Erevin is enough, and the only reason that you normally can't carry there is because there was no shetufei muvos, they didn't make an Erev, so Sifrei Torah, Sifrei Kodesh, you're allowed to move there. And that's not called mefulush. But if the area is not physically ready that the Erev would work in such an area, like it's missing the three walls, or the lechi, or the kura, or things like that, then you would not be able to save it to there. Ben Beseira Oimer Aflam Foolish. Ben Beseira says, even a mavoi that doesn't have any lechis, and it's open, one is allowed to bring a sefer Torah there. And the Rav says, the halacha is not like Ben Beseira.